USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is detailing a confrontational meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
I underscore the importance of having direct lines of communication, the importance of continuing to engage in diplomacy between our countries. I think this is something that the world expects of us. They expect us to manage this relationship responsibly.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Blinken explained the pair met in Germany on Saturday to discuss how to reduce current diplomatic tensions. Blinken noted he made it clear there would be serious consequences if China provided lethal support for Russia in its war against Ukraine. Blinken also said the Chinese spy balloon incident, it was unacceptable and can never happen again. The U.S. has officially called off the search for debris from the three unidentified objects that were shot down by the military last weekend. The Pentagon says it didn't find anything after fighter jets downed the objects in the remote areas in Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron. Intelligence experts believe the objects were not connected to the Chinese spy program. Donald Trump might like to talk about Donald Trump, but Nikki Haley doesn't.
Nikki Haley says she's not focused on former President Trump as she heads into the 2024 Republican primary race against him.
I think we need new energy going in. I think we need to leave the status quo in the past and start looking ahead, and that's what I'm going to do. And as much as people want to talk about other opponents, there will be more. Many of them are my friends. My focus is on American families, how they're struggling, and what we're going to do to make sure that we get this country back.
On Fox News Sunday, the former South Carolina governor wouldn't talk about Trump, saying, "It's amazing the media wants to talk about that so much." She said her focus is on President Biden and the problems facing Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
Actor-comedian Richard Belzer has died at 78, according to fellow comedian and friend Lorraine Newman. There's no word on his cause of death. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The closely watched double murder trial of former attorney Alex Murdaugh is scheduled to resume Monday in South Carolina. The prosecution rested their case Friday with defense lawyers then calling their first witness. Murdaugh is accused of killing his wife and son in June of 2021. More testimony is expected tomorrow. A Temple University police officer is dead, shot Saturday night while trying to stop a carjacking. The Philadelphia Police Department is investigating alongside university police, but so far no arrests have been announced. Temple Chief of Police Dr. Jennifer Griffith says this marks the first time a school officer has been killed in the line of duty. A sports star is ready for a dramatic comeback.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is returning to the Phoenix Mercury. She was imprisoned in a Russian penal colony for 10 months after officials found cannabis oil in her bag at the Moscow airport. Griner reportedly gets a one-year deal at $165,000 for her professional homecoming. She led the Mercury to the WNBA Finals in 2021. Griner was the top draft pick in 2013 and played all 9 seasons in Phoenix. The Mercury play their season opener on May 19th. I'm Jerry Barmash.
NBA All-Star Weekend underway in Salt Lake City. Team Giannis and Team LeBron are slated to face off in the 72nd NBA All-Star Game. The game starts at 8:30 Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.